These are the pre-show notes for Tracy Crisp's show Where To From Here as part of the Adelaide Fringe in 2025. Hi, I'm Tracy Crisp, the writer, performer and producer of Where To From Here. I've written these pre-show notes to give you some added context to the production. It includes general information about the production, followed by descriptions of the theatre space, the sets and props, my appearance and costume, and the main actions and movements I perform throughout the show. Show credits. It is written and performed by Tracy Crisp, directed by Maggie McGinty, and technical design and support by Adam Hawes. Show blurb. She's on the trip of a lifetime, middle-aged, menopausal, and forgotten to buy her onward ticket. Sitting in the station cafeteria drinking overbrewed tea and eating stale croissants, a stranger asks her, "Do I know you?" This simple question will change the course of her life forever. Written with humour and poignancy, wit and whimsy, it's a Gen X lament, a journey through time and a middle-aged coming of age. General information about the production. Where To From Here is one of the six shows in my series of memoir monologues. They are solo shows in which I am the only character and performer, and they are all a blend of stand-up, theatre and storytelling. This was the fifth show I wrote. However, each of the shows stands alone and they don't follow a clear chronology, so you won't be missing any backstory if this is the only show you've seen. Each of the shows is based on a particular event or stage of my life. Some of the shows, such as Pearls, tells the story of real-life events, while Where To From Here is one of the shows I call mostly true, slightly made up. That is, it explores a true stage of life, but I've made up a narrative to turn it into a story. Where To From Here debuted at the Adelaide Fringe in 2023. Since then, it has had some single performances, but this is the first return season. It had great reviews, with 4- and 5-star reviews from In Daily, Glam Adelaide and Stage Whispers. The review in Daily opened by saying, "The art of storytelling depends on two things Tracy Crisp has nailed, entertainment and believability." The theatre. For the 2025 Adelaide Fringe season, the show is being played in the studio space at the Goodwood Theatre and Studios. The theatre is on Goodwood Road on the corner with Victoria Street. During the Fringe season, you will enter the theatre through a small gate off Victoria Street. Follow the path straight, then to your right and into the foyer and bar area. There is a short ramp leading from the outside into the bar. There will be an announcement made when the doors are open and you will be invited into the studio space. The front of house staff will check your tickets. It is a 50-seat space and general admission. If you need assistance to find the best seating for your needs, please ask the front of house staff and they'll be happy to help. When you walk into the room, the performance space is on your left. It is not a raised stage. The audience seats are to your right. The tech desk is in the corner immediately to your right as you enter. There are 4 rows of seats. The front row is on the floor and the 3 rows behind that are stepped up. All of the walls are covered in thick black curtains. The set and props. The stage is already set when you come in. The lights are on over the seats and the stage is lit with a soft golden wash. As with all my shows, the set is a simple one. In the centre of the performance space, there is a round coffee table with 2 chairs, one on the left of the table, the other on the right. The chairs are Parisian cafe style, the frames made of wood, and the seat and back woven from black and white strips. Both the chairs are angled slightly towards the audience. The table is covered with a white tablecloth and is set for 2 people with a white tea set, including a teapot, milk jug, 2 cups and saucers, and 2 small plates. The small plates have the crumbs and small pieces of croissants. The only other prop is a sheet of A4 paper. I pull this piece of paper out of my pocket when I tell you I'm going to read a poem. It is folded when I bring it out of my pocket. I unfold it to read you the poem, then refold it and put it back in my pocket when I've finished reading it to you. My appearance and costume. I am short, 5'2", 158 centimetres. My skin is white. My hair is straight, shoulder length, brown with grey streaks. I have a fringe. I wear largish, round brown glasses. I don't wear much makeup, just mascara, foundation, a light blush and a neutral shade of lipstick. I am wearing a tunic made of dark blue denim and underneath it a t-shirt. The tunic has two deep pockets and two white buttons on the centre back. The t-shirt changes from night to night. Sometimes it is white and sometimes it is black with a light silver sparkle woven through it. My shoes are cream Converse sneakers with wedge soles. Action and movement. I'm a reasonably static performer and don't move around the stage very much at all. For most of the performance, I'm sitting at the cafe table in the seat which is to your right. While sitting, I do sometimes gesticulate with my arms and hands, and I am sometimes leaning back in the chair and other times leaning forward. The show begins with a recorded Welcome to Country. The lights are dimmed but not blacked out. I am standing in the room just inside the door as the welcome plays. When the Welcome to Country is finished and the intro music plays, I take my place at the cafe table, sitting in the seat that is to your right. The lights come up to a golden wash. I stay in this chair for most of the show. The times that I move from the chair are when I am describing the station, I come to the front of the stage. When I am describing the departures board, I move to your left. When I am describing the bathroom, I move to your right. When I am describing the truth about a colonoscopy, don't worry, this isn't too graphic, I take my chair from next to the coffee table and move it to the front centre of the stage. When I am describing the left luggage room, I move to your left. Describing my trip to Mitre 10, I am in the centre of the performance space. For the final lines, I am standing in the centre of the performance space. The lights dim slightly when I am talking about my parents, then gradually fade back up until I reach the final line. When the show finishes, the lights black out after I have said my final line, then come up. As the music starts, I take my bows, acknowledging the team who are there, in particular the technician, Maggie, the director if she is in the audience that night, and my partner Adrian. I open the doors of the theatre and leave. As you leave the theatre, Adrian, or another member of the team, stands at the door giving a small packet of rock candy to everyone who wants one as they leave. The candy is rainbow-coloured. In the middle is printed the word Sixology. I will be standing out in the foyer to thank people for coming. Thank you for coming to Where To From Here and for sharing this time with me.